So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
What's up, Deep Divers? Thank you for joining me for another episode of Deep Dive Musings. My name is Adam Roa, and today I want to talk about flow state versus self-sabotage. And before I do that, I want to mention, as I have been on these last few podcasts, because it's super present for me, I'm coming to Australia. I'm bringing the Permission to Think Freely show down under. And I'm going to be in Melbourne on November 4th, Gold Coast on November 9th, Sydney on November 14th, and Perth on November 18th. So if you're listening to this and would like to come see me live and experience some of my art and deep dive into consciousness expanding topics, I highly encourage you to get your tickets and come check it out. It's going to be pretty awesome. And if you haven't seen it yet, actually, this past week has been pretty remarkable, because over the course of the last 5 days, I've had a video of one of my performances of poetry that has, I don't know at what point it's considered going viral, but essentially in 5 days, it got over 110 or 115,000 views, and it's still going as we speak. I don't know what it's at now. I haven't gotten online this morning. But yeah, it's been a reinforcement to me of the power of art and of love that can spread. And it just made me that much more pumped up about this show. So if you're in Australia, please come see me. Let's do this. Now I want to talk about the flow state versus self-sabotage, because this has been really present for me these last few days. You know, I've as of recording this, tomorrow I will be leaving for Australia, and I got back from Egypt and then immediately left for Arizona, and then got back from Arizona last week. So essentially I've had 10 days or something like that of being home and of getting all my ducks in a row, of working to get everything taken care of so that I can leave for 3 weeks and, you know, momentum isn't lost at all. Because I would like to, really be present while I'm on this tour. This is the first time that I'll be on an international tour of any kind, really. And especially, you know, my show and having people come out to see me is so exciting. And I see more of it in the future. You know, we're already talking about like New York, Boston, Canada type tour. And so there's going to be more of it, but this is the first one. And I really want to just allow myself to be stoked and enjoy and soak up every minute of it. And to do that, just how my brain works, would mean that I don't want to have a ton of projects that are open-ended. I want to be able to I want to be able to relax and know that things are moving forward. And so that's involved a lot of work these last 10 days, like really hunkering down and focusing in on these open loops and closing them up and sealing them up. And during that time, there's like one project in particular, and I'll let you know what it is, since you're going to find out eventually. But I'm turning my Unlocking Your Inner Artist group program that I've done, I'm turning that into a video course, an online video course that you can purchase and do at your own speed with the videos and the workbook PDF. And I'm super stoked on that, because the whole design of that program is to help people unlock and tap into creativity at a deeper level, and by going into like higher frequencies. And by doing that, the work and the ideas and the flow states that are entered into and what's going to be created in this world will carry those higher frequencies. And I think that's such a massive opportunity for impact and just elevating the collective vibration. And so I'm really excited about that. Anyway, I'm about like 75% done on the PDF, and I was 75% done on this a couple days ago. I woke up super inspired at 6 a.m. and for 2 hours straight just boop, 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 typing away and create and did 80% of it. So then I got to a point where I know that I only have 20% of this PDF left, and then I'm going to shoot the videos, but 20% of the entire course like mapped out, right? The PDF created. And yet here I am 3 days later having not finished it. And I've been in the question of feeling like I feel like it's not in flow, meaning I woke up super inspired and worked for 2 hours just boom at like a really fast clip, probably got as much done in those 2 hours as like 6 hours on a different day, and it was inspired action. Since that time I have not felt inspired to finish it, and I've been in this process a number of times before, and generally what I'll do is I'll say, okay, well, it's just not the time to finish it. It's actually just not, it's not in flow, right? Well, I know that it would be a great thing to have it finished and up as an offering as I tour this show, because people are going to experience creativity. They're going to experience how I create and may be inspired to tap into their own creativity at a deeper level. And so, you know, this product, this offering, it would be really great to have it available for people who feel inspired and want to start creating. Now, and yeah, for people who are like business coaches, business minded, and also it's just a really smart business decision to have something available for people who want to continue the conversation after experiencing you live. So any of you coaches, speakers, business people out there, generally, if someone has a chance to experience you, whether you're speaking at an event, taking one of your workshops, et cetera, et cetera, once they've experienced you, it's not, yes, it's a smart business move, but more importantly, you've activated energy in people. Especially, I mean, the people who resonate with you, they're going to be activated when they experience you in that way. And offering something that allows them to continue to experience you at a deeper level, continue the conversation, basically the energy that's now the ball that's been rolling, to be able to keep it rolling, as opposed to them just being like, oh, well, that was great. Now what? And then not knowing what to do with it. And so that happens at a collective level, by the way. So like when you see things like the Occupy movement, and then that Occupy movement, a lot of that funneled into the Bernie Sanders movement. And what we've seen is a lot of that energy now doesn't know where to go. And that's why a lot of that energy is lashing out in anger, and people are just hating on Trump and just complaining and venting, because a lot of the energy doesn't have a place to go now. And so similarly on the micro level, if you activate someone in person at an event, listening to a podcast or something, it's really great to offer a way for them to continue the conversation. Most of my podcasts, there's no like product offering or anything that's being sold on any of these. I don't get paid to do these. I do them for free because I love them. And for people who want to continue the conversation, they can follow me on Instagram or on Facebook. Those are places where this energy can continue. And so there's at least that kind of outlet. Anyway, for all those reasons, I went off a tangent, but for all those reasons, it's a great business move. It's a great impact move. And to have something like this when I go on tour, and I got 80% of it done 3 days ago, and I just haven't lockdown the opportunity to finish it, or not even the opportunity. That's not correct. I've had opportunities. I've had time, but it hasn't felt in flow. I haven't felt inspired the way I did when I first worked on it. And I started asking myself, because I have a pattern in the past, not so much recently, but I've had a pattern in the past years ago where I would do like 75%, 80% of something and then just run out of steam, just not finish it. And I identified the reason why. You know, at the time, I thought it was, yeah, it's just like I've lost interest. But underneath that was fear. There is fear about what happens when you actually complete it, when it's actually finished and done, and then it's out in the world and people have an opportunity to, quote, judge it. There's no more hiding. You see, this went back so far back. This went back to, it went back to childhood, but even when I was a wrestler in high school, I was a decently high-level wrestler. I wrestled on the Arizona national team and had high hopes. And I, if I'm honest with myself, there were times where I lost matches, close matches, because I didn't give 100%. There was like this opportunity, one match in particular, there's an opportunity to be aggressive and in the match. And I didn't do it. And I lost that match. And I lost that match. But what happened is, for years, I had in the back of my mind, I would have won if I gave it 100%. I would have won if I just tried a little bit harder, because I know I didn't give my all. And the reason I was doing that was to protect my ego. You see, what happens if I give 100% and I lose? Well, now there's nothing that the ego can say. I gave 100% and I lost, which means I wasn't good enough to win in that moment. And that was so terrifying. That was so much more scary to my ego, the like empirical evidence of not being good enough in that moment to win, that I would rather lose but hold on to the idea and tell myself, oh, you could have won. And that showed up in a lot of different ways. That showed up in business until I began working through that stuff and releasing it. And once I released that, that's when my life started taking off. That's when coaching, actually started probably personal training. I started my own personal training business. I was a private personal trainer for private for 5 years, a personal trainer in total for like 7 years. And that was the first experience of being like an entrepreneur and living entirely off of entrepreneurship. And all of this, everything I'm saying because my logical mind gets lost in, okay, well, is this an old pattern showing up that I have only finished 80% of this course and haven't made the time, forced myself to finish it? Is it self-sabotage, or is it honestly just not in flow? If it was in flow, I would wake up at 6 a.m. and finish it, or I would get inspired to finish it during the day or whatever, but there would be a moment where I said, ooh, I want to finish it now. And this is really tricky. This is really, really tricky, because especially in New Ageism, right, this idea of flow state, you know, you have books like Stealing Fire and stuff that are really big proponents of flow state, and it's entered into the collective mind. It's something that we want to find. It's something that we want to create for ourselves, this flow state. And it's also become a cop-out. Saying, oh, it's not in flow, has become an excuse. It's become an excuse for people not to take action that they really should be taking. It's been an excuse for people to give in to their self-sabotage mechanisms. I've seen it a lot in a lot of different people. And I've seen it in myself included. And so when evaluating this and determining, okay, well, how do I know if it's simply not in flow and if it's self-sabotage? Because there have been times, by the way, where I've known it's just not in flow and been proven completely right. I'll give you an example. The show that I'm touring in Australia, the world premiere was here in Encinitas. It was the first time I ever did it. And 3 or 4 days before the show, I didn't have the ending. I knew which piece of poetry I wanted to end. I knew kind of the outline of how it was going to end. And yet I didn't know the specifics. I didn't know the last section. And so here I am, 4 days out, and just trusting in my creative process, the unlocking your inner artist process, and trusting that the ending just wasn't in me yet. I couldn't end it because I didn't know how. Cellularly, there's nothing I could have forced. It just, the information to end it wasn't there. And so what I did was I created the space and I allowed myself the opportunity to breathe and trust. And lo and behold, here I am watching Netflix and I see something that gives me the information that I need to end the piece, to end the entire show. And so I have experience where, yeah, it's not self-sabotage. It is just trusting that it's not meant to be finished yet. But how do you tell? How do you know? There's a couple key points here, and I'm in the exploration of this, everybody, so I'm not claiming to be an expert. I'm letting you know what has worked for me and what I'm going to start applying. I haven't even started applying yet. I woke up this morning feeling inspired to journal about this. So I woke up, meditated, and then just started journaling about this very topic. So I'm very much in the exploration. So I'm going to tell you what does work for me first. A couple things. One is to be in the mindset of the creative project, to be in the frequency of the idea. So what does that look like? That means that, okay, I don't really feel inspired to finish it. I don't really feel inspired to work on it. And it's not about completely letting it go and forgetting it and like shoving it aside as if it's going to get locked away and never thought about. The frequency of completing it, the frequency of people experiencing it, the frequency, what that feels like in my body to have completed it, right? Similar to manifestation, by the way, is something that I want to harbor in my cells as much and as long as possible. Again, this isn't forcing it. And this may look like, oh, I'm gonna watch this movie and I'm going to go have lunch with this person, etc. The actions can look completely unrelated. And yet, you're holding the frequency of that project in you and with you. Because what happens is then all of a sudden, you get this input. You see something, you're in conversation with that person you went to lunch with, you're watching the movie with the, holding that frequency, and you get the inspiration. If you're thinking about something completely different and you've released the energy of the project, that's where you'll find yourself, oh, it's been 2 months and I haven't finished this. Why? Because you haven't been holding the energy of it at all. You've completely held on, you've let that go and held on to something else. And so the world around you, your brain is picking up key indicators for the other thing. By holding on to the energy of your project, what's happened now is you're telling your brain, your unconscious, to pick up on the keys and the hints and the little nuances that will inform it. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, in paying attention to the fact that if it's something that you want to finish and it's in flow, finishing it will feel expansive. And if it's self-sabotage, it'll feel constrictive. So the idea of taking a break from the course, when I feel into that, it doesn't feel great in my body. I'm doing it now. I'm like really just paying attention to the idea of taking a break. That doesn't feel great. But then I think about, okay, what if I were to release it entirely? Be like, it's just not ready. That feels even stronger. That's not true. And so then I say, okay, well, what about the idea of forcing myself to finish it? Like just setting aside 3 hours and saying, you're going to sit down and you're going to finish this. Well, yeah, not really a strong thing. That doesn't feel like great in my system. It doesn't feel terrible. So I'm on to something. And so what I'm doing right now, literally in real time, is tuning into my body and just noticing what these different options feel like. And paying attention to what the cells of my being want. And that's where I'm going to go into this last point. Because if it becomes clear, like I think that for me, what's become clear is I want to finish the course. It feels a bit like self-sabotage. It feels a bit familiar of feeling, and not self-sabotage, self-sabotage in the sense that I'm allowing the overwhelm feeling to take hold. All of the things about like figuring out where I'm going to stay in Australia with my crew in these different places, and figuring out, the final logistics of what to get accomplished and what to pack, and like just the little logistics of this being gone for 3 weeks, and what to buy to make sure that I have, and like those little things. Those feel a bit scattered because I haven't made a list, and I'm scolding myself right now because I haven't made a list, a clear list. So they exist, they've been existing as scatteredness in my brain, and that scatteredness has led to a feeling of being like, overwhelmed, like something's gonna fall through the cracks. So, and it's not true that I haven't made a list, I have, it's just not thorough. And so, those feelings of overwhelm have created this feeling of, you don't have time to finish the course. Now is not the time to do that. Now is not the time to be creative because you're in this logistical overwhelm. And so while it may not be the typical 80% self-sabotage I used to experience years ago, I would still consider it a form of self-sabotage because none of that is true. I'm just allowing myself to spiral in that. And so the third and final point to this is if you've experienced something similar to this, if even just hearing my brain kind of bounce around right now out loud, you can recognize some patterns in yourself that are familiar, then understand that your physical body and your mental and spiritual bodies, emotional bodies, all of them are all lined and layered. Meaning, if you have a physical ailment, that physical ailment will be mirrored in some way in the layer that is your spiritual body, which is why so many people can do things like cure Lyme disease through like spiritual methods like iboga, ayahuasca, things like that. The power of belief spiritually, emotionally, mentally, like aligning all that will have a huge impact on your physical body. We're creators of our reality. And so when we can get lost in the mental or the spiritual, when I am in that overwhelm, or there might be that self-sabotage and I'm not entirely sure, instead of going through the logical analysis of, okay, well, how do I overcome this? Where is this self-sabotage coming from? Instead of getting lost in that, okay, understanding that because it's layered with the physical body, that means that whatever this resistance is, whatever this overwhelm is, whatever the self-sabotage is, it is mirrored in the cells of my physical body. And so I can approach this through the physical body. One really, so like I had a friend who's a yoga instructor and one of my mentors when I was first starting on this path. She said to me one time, if you increase the flexibility in your hamstrings, you're going to deepen your connection to source. More information will be able to pass through you. And then later on, I had a download around, you know, when I was stretching, this was years later, stretching, and I realized that stretching, when I'm at my limit of flexibility, I'm actually experiencing a physical limitation, like the boundaries of my physical body, and because it's mirrored, I'm experiencing a boundary of my spiritual body. The more flexible I am, the more information can pass through. And so what I'm in the practice of, and like I said, this is very real and present for me right now, is I don't want to get lost in, is this self-sabotage? Is this not in flow? The analysis of that, I can go around and round in circles and circles. What I'm choosing to do is step into a physical release. I'm stepping into, okay, I'm going to the gym. I'm getting a massage. This is what has happened, by the way. I went to the gym. I got a massage. I have been surfing. I have had sex, lots of sex. But like I am allowing for space to be created and energy to be moved through my physical body. What my realization through journaling was today that I'm going to make the adjustment for, and I'm going to encourage you to also try and send me messages. You know, I'm not, like I said, I haven't perfected this. I'm not an expert. This is an exploration for me, and I would love to hear your feedback on if this helps you. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to again go to the gym. I'm going to again stretch and foam roll and all of that. But I'm going to hold the intention of clearing the space for my flow to find me, of clearing the space for the inspiration to take hold. And I'm going to hold that intention while I'm working out. I'm going to hold that intention while I'm surfing or stretching. Because I believe that we are creators of our reality, and where we put our intention and attention, energy will flow and manifest. This is the little ways where we put our money where our mouth is. This is the little ways in which we actually take action to reinforce what we logically and consciously might say we believe. Do we believe we're the creators of our reality? Do we believe we have the ability to manifest? Well, then what that means is I have the ability to find my flow state. I have the ability to open up and receive the inspiration. And that's simply about, how do I do that? And so as a recap, the three ways that I feel to do that are to be in the frequency of it, to feel into whether or not it feels like self-sabotage, whether it feels like flow, like what your body is telling you it wants to do, and then attacking it physically, setting the intention for the physical openings that should allow for more of the flow to enter in. That's what I'm doing today. That's what I've been doing yesterday and the day before. And I am very excited to hear from all of you how this may work in your own life, what you might see happen as you begin to take conscious intention into this creative process and finding your flow. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being in this exploration with me. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.